for women.
Merci beaucoup.
Thank you. Before I give you figures, may I add to what my colleague, my alternate, said? Very often, in the past, female leaders who played a key role in the history of our country, their role was rendered invisible. Since we have raised their visibility, that is the visibility of female leaders, things have changed. Since last year, for example, the National Institute for Women's Affairs and the members of the caucus of the female parliamentarians, as well as the Office of the President, altogether have been working on the development of a female leadership model, which in the past was ignored. We're concentrating now on the role of a woman who was a vice emperor in the kingdom of the north of the country. She was a figure who, together with the emperor, for the last 500 years has been co-reigning in that empire, and this practice endures to date. She has her court, she has her ministers, and when the emperor's special day is celebrated 8 days later, as another special day is celebrated for the empress. Now that concept is deeply rooted in the inhabitants, in the minds of the inhabitants of that region in the north. Now very often we talk about these things, we talk about these models, and we are told, hang on a sec, your laws are detached from the realities on the ground. But let me tell you that that model of the north of the country, the kingdom of the north of the country, could become a blueprint, a template that could change the deal in the country and ensure that, in fact, reassure people that women have always had a role to play, as was the case with the Empress. And we can emulate that, the case with the Empress.